All right, we're coming now to cancellation of removal and other discretionary relief. This is tab 11. And we're going to try and cover as much as we can in these sections. And then if you're staying for this afternoon, we're actually doing a non-LPR cancellation case. That's what the mock trial is going to be this afternoon. So you can get some information from here. So there are two types of cancellation, 240A and 240B. 240A is for legal permanent residents, and 240B is for non-permanent residents who have been here. So here we have the statutory requirements of lawful admission for permanent residents for at least 5 years and continuous residence for 7 years after any admission. No conviction of an aggravated felony, and then there is an exercise of discretion by the court. You can be charged with either 237, deportability or inadmissibility under 212. And under the, I keep wanting to say new law, under IRA, there is a comparable ground. There is no longer a comparable ground of exclusion necessary. So under the old law, you had to have matching grounds to be able to apply for cancellation of removal or 212C relief, which is basically the same thing. Mm-hmm. So you must be a resident for 5 years in order to qualify for the waiver, and 7 years in any status. So any status is triggered by some legal status that was given to you at the time.